Two days past 18, he was waiting on a bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. He said, "Would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling pretty low." She said, "I'm off in an hour and I know a place we can go." They went down and sat on the pier. He said, "I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care, 'cause I got no one to send back a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone, when the letter says the soldier's coming home." So the letters came from an army camp in California, then in Vietnam, and he told her of his heart, how it might be love, all of the things he was so scared of. He said, "When it's getting kind of rough over here, I sit and think about that day on the pier, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while. Prayer said and the anthem sang, and a man said, "Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of the local Vietnam dead?" Crying all alone underneath the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared, except that pretty little girl with a bow in her hair. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy. Too young for him, they told her, waiting for the love of a traveling soldier. Our love will never end, waiting for the soldier to come back again. Never more to be alone, when the letter says the soldier's coming home. Coming home.